and welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and my new perfume scent is lemongrass citronella because I am covered in bug spray because LA is undergoing an epidemic of mosquitoes. I don't know what is happening in this town. We used to never even have them. We used to never have mosquitoes. And now there's so many. There's like a colony outside of my front door that I run out my door like, ah! Like I'm like scared they're going to get me. If I'm outside for 2 minutes, they get me. They got me at the coffee shop today. I've never seen a mosquito there in my whole life. I've been going to this coffee shop for a while. But I covered myself in bug spray to sit inside my house and record a podcast. And that is what summer in LA feels like. But there are some highlights. Because as you know, if you follow me on social media, this past weekend, I got to attend the Paw Patrol the Dino movie premiere, which was unbelievable. It was really unbelievable. I cannot even fathom that this is something I was able to bring my daughter to. I need to publicly stand up on mic and thank low-key mascot of the podcast, Jeffrey Epstein, for hooking it up. He is the reason that I got connected to them, to Paramount, and was able to go to the premiere. I'm going to tell you, the movie's actually good. And I say that because I know I'm going to have to go to theaters to see it at least 2 to 3 more times because we watch the trailer every night in my house because my child is obsessed with it. And it's worth going to the movie theater for. I don't bring her to the theaters a lot because I'm kind of like, stuff's kind of scary. Stuff's kind of scary for a 3-year-old, I think. And like, we usually only take her to movies that she's seen before, like a Goofy movie when it's screening in theaters or something like Cars, which is coming back to theaters this fall, which I'm going to get for maybe 20th, 30th, some kind of anniversary. I'm definitely going to get tickets for that. But if you are on the fence about it, definitely consider going to the movie because it was not too intense scary. And I know she tried to watch a different Paw Patrol movie with my mom and my mom was like, it was too scary. And then I ended up seeing a little of it later and it starts with a truck accident. So I'm right there with her. But Paw Patrol Dino movie, incredible. Highly recommend. This week, we have such a fun episode because we have a very special guest. Laura Sauls is the Assistant Director of Creative Development and Show Direction for Art and Design Entertainment at Universal Orlando Resort. And all of those words are just basically to say that Laura is a G. Laura's career will blow you away, an absolute legend. Before these episodes, I reach out for a bio just so I can know the extent of someone's work before I interview them. Because a lot of times, if you are higher up at a company like Walt Disney Imagineering or like Universal Orlando Resort, Universal Creative, things like that, you've worked on a lot of stuff. And Laura, I just wrote back and was like, Laura is a legend. And I'm so excited to bring her to you today because Halloween Horror Nights is something that comes up on this podcast a lot. A lot of people are on the fence about if it's too scary. It's kind of like Pearl with movies, isn't it? Wow, real full circle moment that I did not plan at all. But a lot of people love theme parks, love theme design, love themed entertainment, but aren't sure if HHN is for them. And so this week, we are going to help you determine that by also really talking about what it is beyond just the straight up scares. Stick around. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. And I'll see you on the other side. Hi, Becky.
Hey, Carly, how are you today?
I'm great because I get to talk to you.
I know. Every time we do this, we find ways to save people money and get people to follow our lead to run into the theme parks and Disney and Universal and have the best times of their lives.
Right? Yeah, it's been a wild year because I remember we started being like, discounts we've never seen before. And then that just hasn't stopped.
I know. It's like a train. There's a train of discounts that have been coming at us since the beginning of the year, which is a great thing for those of us who want to save some money, but yet be part of the magic that we love and adore on vacation.
You know it. And we have a new offer that landed that we have not heard of. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are happening this week. First one is Universal Orlando has entered the chat, and they have come in with a get up to 30% off a hotel. Or they also have a bundle and save promotion for savings up to $300. So this runs for travel from September 8th to December 25th. So sorry, on Christmas, they're going to kick you out. Or all the way to starts again in January 3rd, all the way till March 15th. Oh. So there's a nice big window for that. So again, if you just want the hotel, they have savings up to 30%. And then their bundle and save on those packages, those run from that runs till December 31st, With that, it's basically bundling a ticket and you save on your stay. So, for example, if you stay 4 nights, you save $50. If you stay 7 nights, you save $300. So each of those savings is based on the dates that you stay and how many nights. But to see Universal get a little bit competitive here, I love it because we haven't seen an offer for them from them in a while.
Very cool. And can you refresh us on what's going down at Disney World and Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, because Disney World is still running one of their very best offers we've seen. But I'll start with that save up to 20% on select rooms in the Disney Resort Collection. This is for most nights, Sunday to Thursday, October 4th to November 19th. And then again, which includes weekends, November 22nd to December 24th. So, again, that time period where you can go and just take in all the lights and the magic of Christmas that happens and the holidays that happens at Disney World. It's amazing. But wait, there's more, because the better one that I have just fallen in love with and so many people have been booking lately is the Disney Plus perks. For members of Disney Plus, you can save up to 25% on the rooms and get a free park hopper benefit added to your ticket when you purchase a 4-night, 4-day room and ticket package. That's amazing because that park hopper option is not cheap. So to get it thrown in there for free, and this again runs almost all nights, select stays, September 25th and December 24th. So there's a
Wow.
couple of blackouts in there, but other than that, it's one of the best pieces of savings that you can come across for Walt Disney World right now.
And what about Disneyland?
Well, of course, Disneyland is not going to be left out of this conversation because they still are running that 15% off select rooms Sunday through Thursday. This one runs through September 7th at this point, so it's quite possible we might see another offer coming soon from Disneyland because we're getting close to that travel date end. But right now, you get up to 15% off at the Grand Californian and the Disneyland Hotel and the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, and then up to 10% off Pixar Place.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Becky.
You're very welcome.
Welcome back. This week essentially is the ultimate Halloween Horror Nights Fraidy Cat Guide. Because if you're anything like me, you love this stuff, but you also don't like getting the bejesus scared out of you. I am somebody who jumps a toast coming out of a toaster. If there's a noise anywhere, I go, ah! So I am not built for something like HHN. However, I have been and I continue to go because it is so freaking cool. And I want to kind of break down all of it with someone who helps create these events year after year to hopefully shine a different kind of foggy spotlight on this event and hopefully encourage you to go if you have been on the fence in the past. I've been getting more calls on the Churros Hotline over the past year or two about people being like, should I go? Is this for me? I want to give it a shot. Everyone's talking about it. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you will know because we're talking to Laura Sauls, who I told you in the intro had the most unbelievable bio. Let me give you some of the highlights, okay? Let me give you some of the highlights. Laura has been with Universal Orlando for more than 20 years, beginning her career singing and dancing as the Bride of Frankenstein and then working in Universal's entertainment division. OG Bride of Frankenstein, okay? We're coming up the spooky ranks and we know what we're doing. Some of her major accomplishments, also like saying major accomplishments doesn't even quantify it. She launched Universal's Holiday Parade featuring Macy's. OMG, you know we love a balloon. The Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular, huge, and has been a part of the Halloween Horror Nights development team since 1998. There is a large portion, a not nothing portion of this podcast that was not alive then. And Laura has been churning out incredible spooky season activities and entertainment since 1998. Laura was kind enough to take some time out to talk to us specifically so that we can try to work together to tell anyone who might want to come to HHN for the first time exactly why you should. This interview was so much fun. And as you're about to learn, there's never been a better time to get into Halloween Horror Nights because if you've been looking for original IP, original characters, a lot of theme park lore, HHN is sitting here waiting for you. And there is so much cool stuff that goes into it. Now, I do want to flag a few things. First of all, this episode does talk about gory adjacent things. The language is very, very light, but I just want to let you know in advance that like we will lightly touch on it, but there's not that much detail, I assure you. Halloween Horror Nights Orlando in Universal Studios Florida begins August 28th. So if you listen to this and you're like, heck yeah, I'm doing it, there is enough time to go. Reach out to MouseFan Travel, mousefantravel.com/amusing. They will set you up and they will book your whole trip for free. And also, I just want to give you a rundown of some of the houses that are available this year. As you're about to learn, which is very cool, they split the houses between original IP, original storylines they've created, and famous things you're familiar with, like Ozzy Osbourne, the final year that they're going to have a Stranger Things house, and even Sinners, okay? Sinners, how freaking cool is that? It's like an Oscars theme park crossover. So if you are on the fence, if you've never considered HHN, or you're pretty into it and just want to appreciate it on a whole new level from one of the minds that creates these things, you are going to love hearing from Laura. I had the most wonderful time talking to her. Truly, I could have talked to her for hours, and I hope that you feel the same after you hear this. Laura, welcome to Very Amusing.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here to talk about all things spooky.
Oh my gosh. I'm so delighted to meet you. Your resume is bonkers. You're like low-key the queen of Halloween.
Aw, you're so sweet. No, I've had the great privilege of working at Universal Orlando for 30 years. And specifically, I've had the best time working on Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Orlando for 28 of those 30 years.
Oh, this is what I mean. You're not beating the Queen of Halloween allegations. Now, I heard that you got your start as Bride of Frankenstein. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Oh my gosh. So I was a singer and dancer in my past life. The one musical show that Universal Orlando at the time in the mid 90s, they had a Beetlejuice Graveyard Review that really celebrated all of our amazing classic monsters singing rock and roll music. I auditioned and I got into that Beetlejuice Graveyard Review as a singing and dancing Bride of Frankenstein. I sang Natural Woman. I sang Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher. Like I was singing rock and roll as a classic Universal monster.
Wait, I'm like, I like want to go to the show. Like I want to go. Bring it back.
I did have the great privilege of doing multiple versions of this show before it ultimately, we did have to close it. But I loved that show. It was my beginning. I still have very dear friends that I met on that show, doing that show.
That is so cool. Also, the tenure. Oh my gosh, I'm just blown away. Aww. Now, you began working on Halloween Horror Nights, I believe you said 28 years ago?
Yeah.
Talk to me about how much it has changed since you first got involved with HHN.
Oh my gosh. Halloween Horror Nights is a constant evolution. I mean, from our beginnings 35 years ago, it was one haunted house. It was one weekend. That was it. And then every year it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. To now we have 10 incredible haunted houses. We get to half of them are with the biggest IPs and properties in horror. Five of them are original content. And that's because we started as original content. Year one, that first house was an original content story. And our fans have loved those original content stories that are basically crafted by the creative brains here. So we do a split 5 and 5. So usually we have 5 intellectual properties based in the number one horror franchises and films. And then we do 5 original content houses. So that evolution is constant. We even back in our early days didn't have scare zones. And then a few years in, we started to really populate our streets, our locations with themed scare zones. Those have grown over the years as well. We've always had a little show element to our event, but even those shows have grown and grown and grown. And like I said, Halloween Horror Nights is a constant evolution. I've got to be a part of that, like you said, for 28 years, and I've seen the evolution. And it's an amazing story, and it's an amazing product that everyone needs to come and see and experience, because it's different than anything else out there.
So I have a bunch of stuff I'm going to ask you, but from the top, you let it slip that you used to be a fraidy cat. And yeah. I need to hear about how you went from that to create these experiences for people going.
Well, like I said, 28 years ago, I was asked to choreograph live shows for Halloween Horror Nights. So I got to choreograph a lot of live shows, but I never wanted to go into a haunted house back then. I was what they called the purse holder. I would hold everyone's bags while they go to the haunted house. I didn't like scary movies. It wasn't in my DNA back then. And then I became a show director in 2000. And in that year, our senior leader, TJ Manorino, who is now the vice president of the art and design team, those are the scenic people, the decor people, the costume designers that design and create Halloween Horror Nights with our creative development team that likes to craft all those stories. But TJ asked me in 2001 to be a part of the haunted house team. And I went, "What? You're crazy?" I said, everything scares me. And he goes, "That's exactly why." He said, "Everything scares you. So we need you in the room to tell us what scares you." And I said, "That I can totally do." So since 2001, I've been a part of the house team, the scare zone team. I've had the great opportunity to direct live shows. I've really had an awesome experience. And really, that first year, I still was a big fraidy cat, and really watching the movies that I needed to watch, I would watch them during the day with all the lights on in my office, with people outside. Like, I would do that. Now, 28 years later, I can watch horror movies in my home by myself at night. They're fine. I'm a huge horror fan. We go to the movie theaters to see horror movies. I love going to other people's haunts. I love going through haunted houses. But back when I first went through haunted houses, and this is still my tell to all the characters, I didn't want the characters to know that I was frightened of them. So I would just applaud them. But now I've done it for 28 years. Now everyone, when I clap for people, they find me afterwards and they're like, I got you. And I'm like, "Yes, you did. Yes, you did." So now it's my tell when I'm get scared is that applause. But back then, 26 years ago, it was my, "Oh, good job. Oh, good job." Just because I didn't want them to see that I was so frightened. But Halloween Horror Nights has made me a horror fan. That's for sure.
Wow. Also, one of my biggest tips to people who are scared of going is to be Midwestern, which is where I'm from, which is just to be like, "Hi," and just be like overly friendly in the house. So they're like, "Who is this freak?" So knowing that you came from a similar applauding them mentality feels like a good vibe.
I also am from the Midwest.
Oh, okay. See, yep. Just to be like, "Yay, I'm so happy to be here." Just kind of cuts through all the chainsaw noise.
Yeah.
As you know, as you've experienced, horror is so mainstream now, which is why I think, as someone who's in the theme park space, we are seeing so many first timers who are more curious about going to HHN now than ever before. Given that you've crossed over from someone who was scared, who now lives horror every single day, what advice would you as an expert have for people who love theme parks, who love to go to Universal Orlando, but are really hesitant about committing to HHN for the first time?
Well, what is wonderful about a theme park enthusiast coming to Halloween Horror Nights is really the change that the entire Universal Studios Florida goes through to create Halloween Horror Nights. We're starting to see some of our scenic pepper the streets right now as we speak, but really, when we, on any of our operational days, when that day guest is leaving and the night guests are coming in, the Halloween Horror Nights guests are coming in, it's also a beautiful ballet of our technicians moving out scenery, right? Of all of our characters back of house in places that our guests can't see, getting transformed into these beautiful, horrific characters, right? It is a huge thing. And then, you know, as night falls, the lighting in the park changes. You have characters filling the streets. You have different music in the park. So really, the entire Universal Studios Florida changes to something completely different, which for a theme park enthusiastic person, that's amazing. Like, see that change out is so cool. The fog, you can smell the fog. People say it's our saying, see in the fog. So it's just a total change out of the theme park, but also it's just beautiful. For those that might not like getting scared themselves, we have benches on our streets and you can sit and enjoy other people getting scared. That's one of the things I love to do. I like to see how our characters are working together in the streets. And so I'll sit on a bench and kind of watch how they coordinate their scares. I'll watch individuals, our guests, to see what scares them the most as they're walking through the street. Again, because not only does Halloween Horror Nights evolve every year, but we evolve during the course of the event. We, as the creative team, really, we do go out there. We stand at the end of the houses. We sit in the scare zones and really see what's working and what we need to change to make it work better for our guests.
That's so cool that you're constantly improving HHN long-term and short-term. Wow, what a job. How would you explain the interior of some of these houses to someone who hasn't been before? Because I always recommend theme park people go just to experience the artistry of it firsthand. But as someone who works on creating these spaces, I'd just love to hear your take on the level of execution inside these houses.
100%. These are movie quality sets. They truly are. They are 360. Yes, when you come to Halloween Horror Nights and you're in that conga line, you may only be seeing what's in front of you, and then you're getting a startle here. Some people will bury their heads, so they may not see anything. But really, if you can take it in, if you can go to these houses multiple times and look up and look around, these are 360 movie style scenes, right? Movie quality scenes. We have the best scenic designers in the business, I believe, 100%. And most of our scenic designers have been doing, again, working on Halloween for as long, if not longer, than I have. And they live Halloween. One of our newer scenic designers, he was a character. So he has lived through all the roles of Halloween, and he's just such a huge fan. But these are movie quality sets, so much so that we started a program called Unmasking the Horror. It's an add-on ticket, but you can walk through these haunted houses without characters, with the facility lights on, so you can take everything in. Because with the show lighting, you're not going to see all that rich detail that these scenic designers, the decor specialists, put into these scenes. They are absolutely beautiful. And every year we really try not to repeat any thematics. So every year at the end of our run, it is sometimes very sad to see these things being torn down.
I was going to ask you, like, how heartbreaking is it to see? Because also I want to emphasize that if someone's never been to HHN, it's not like a hallway of black tarps. Like, it's truly like walking into, as you said, the set of a movie. And the fact that you have to take it all down at the end, like, how sad is it to pull apart a pirate ship or like an entire interior of a home that you just worked so hard to create?
It is sad, but it is also, it's a celebratory thing, because we know we're about to build the next year. I mean, we are in an 18-month creative and build cycle for Halloween Horror Nights. So we're well underway for 2027 before we've even opened 2026. There is a moment where we take that moment and we're like, oh, that was a great house. People loved it. This scenic was incredible, but we're ready for the next year.
What, 18 months? Can you walk me through that process of kind of start to finish?
Yeah. So it's 365 that we're working on Halloween. And we start looking at IPs very early on, so that we have a diverse slate, because we really want to make sure there's something for everyone, not only with our original contents, but with our intellectual properties that we get to work with. So we start working with our IPs and kind of honing in what those IPs are. And then in late March, early April, the creative teams, these are the creative development show directors, the character designers, the scenic designers, all come together in 1 week to brainstorm what the original content houses are and what our scare zones could potentially be. So we bring in what those intellectual properties are into that 1 week brainstorm, because again, we want to make sure we have a diverse slate. So we don't want to repeat. If we have a bunch, if we have a slasher as an intellectual property, we don't want to do a slasher as an original content house, because we want to diversify our slate. So out of that week, we come up with some amazing content. We present that to our leadership, and then we're rocking and rolling. And we jump right into the next week with House One, OC One. We're developing that with just three individuals, really, that start the room. It's the show director who writes the story. It's the scenic designer who helps assist that story with coming up with these beautiful scenes. And it's the character designer that comes up with the characters that will inhabit these beautiful scenes and this and be a part of this beautiful story. And then from there, it just builds and builds and builds, because once we figure out what that story is, where the location is, what the characters are, then we start bringing in our technical designers. What is the tone of the lighting in the scene? Is there any special effects in the scene? What is the audioscape that we're hearing? What does that character, that trigger sound like? What does that character sound like? How does this all come together? Do we have any sequencing that our show control designers have to come up with? So the team behind these houses grows and grows and grows. And then, of course, we bring in our casting and our production teams to make sure everything is moving the way we need to. Then our marketing teams are marketing it, and our merchandise teams are putting out one-of-a-kind merchandise. Our food teams are working with us to make sure that they have unique food items, which our culinary teams are so fantastic. Like, you have a culinary adventure when you come to Halloween Horror Nights. It is amazing. So if you are a scaredy cat and you want to dip your toe into Halloween, come watch other people get scared. Enjoy this culinary adventure of food and beverage that is very unique to Halloween Horror Nights. And then come back the next day and maybe go into a haunted house. Or two. Or three.
Peer pressure works. It's basically like a seasonal theme park, if you think about it.
Yeah. It really does transform Universal Studios Florida. It really is a whole different world when you're at Halloween Horror Nights.
We're talking Nathan and Sons, makers of Underbrush Remineralizing Gum. It's a chewing gum that helps take care of your teeth in between brushing. It's different from other gums. It's thicker, it's chewier, and it's way better than natural gums I've tried before. It'll freshen your breath with flavors like mint, cinnamon, and berry, and is made with natural tree saps. I'm new to this world of remineralizing gum, but I guess it's made with the same mineral your tooth enamel is made from, which is pretty cool. If you're someone who likes to chomp, chomp, chomp on something throughout the day, and as a popcorn freak, you know I can relate, Underbrush Remineralizing Gum will give you more of that oomph in every bite. Nathan and Sons makes it themselves from scratch in their own facility in Northern California. We love a local small business! And they are running a promotion for first-time users. Right now, you can get 30% off your first order when you subscribe. So if you are looking for something new, a satisfying natural chew that'll help freshen your breath and support enamel, visit nathanandsons.com today. I would be naked without Quince. Okay, I think we've established that at this point. Quince is basically the department store of your dreams, where everything is affordable and reliable and high quality. It is truly the best of both worlds, and I would know, because y'all are aware I'm obsessed with my bike shorts, which I got at Quince, which I wear daily. Daily! I had to buy a new pair for every day of the week, because honestly, if I run out and I didn't do laundry, I'm legitimately sad. Having to put on my old long leggings, which are not Quince, when I can't have my Quince bike shorts, it bums me out! But I recently started branching out for new Quince items, which I'm going to tell you about in a second, because Quince is not just apparel. They bring that same everyday elevation to everything they offer, from hotel quality bedding. Oh my gosh, I didn't know they had bedding. Okay, that's huge. I'm finding new reasons to shop in real time. and bath goods and kitchen staples, essentials, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Quince specializes in effortless, high-quality essentials like ultra-soft organic cotton, premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters, and everything is beautifully tailored and built to last and can really take you, they're telling me to say, from morning meetings to dinner. I'm telling you, these bike shorts that I love will take you from the beach to the pool to a theme park to truly out at night, because I have worn them to every kind of occasion. If I can't wear them, frankly, I don't want to go. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. The way you want things to cost is what they cost at Quince. They work directly with ethical factories to cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. I have been using Quince lately for all of my travel needs, and I can't recommend it enough. I recently got these packing cubes from Quince, but they are compression packing cubes, something I have wanted forever and ever, ever, and have never gotten. And I'm going to use them on a trip in a few weeks, and there are no words for how delighted I am. I got them this beautiful, like, steel blue. They're very appealing. I know I'm going to put them in my suitcase and just smile every time I see them. And the fact that I can shove a bunch of stuff in there and then just close them real tight is so good, both for getting to Disney World and coming back. Because I usually have a lot of laundry and I gotta shove those suckers in. So if you wanna upgrade your everyday just like I am, from shorts to luggage to everything beyond, download the Quince app for app exclusive offers or go to quince.com/amusing. Get free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too! Wow! That's quince.com/amusing. Y'all know one of my favorite parts of finally going to Dollywood was stepping foot aboard Dolly Parton's tour bus, because my girl gets it. How fun is it to see the world as part of your trip? Which is why I'm so excited to be partnering with Outdoorsy, the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the United States. They make it easy for anyone to rent an RV or camper without owning one, and they have thousands nationwide available right in your neighborhood. Like the best part of a breakfast buffet, the omelet bar, obviously. It's also fully customizable to how you want to travel. You can drive it yourself, you can tow it, or honestly, this sounds so ideal. You can have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. It all comes with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, roadside assistance, and basically peace of mind built in. And renting an RV can often be more affordable than hotels, especially for families or groups, or like, what a good bachelor or bachelorette party, right? And also, I'm just gonna say, it has more spirit and panache than a sad Airbnb. I will not stay in a sad Airbnb, but I will stay in a sick, cool RV with Outdoorsy. Ooh, I love Outdoorsy. Outdoorsy is available to renters 21 years and older, and how it works is essentially three simple steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and your group size. You book with confidence, may I add, because they've got insurance and support and protection and all that stuff included. And then you hit the road or just arrive and chill. Whether you're driving or towing or getting it delivered sounds so cool. Sounds so white glove and fancy. You gotta get it delivered. I once stayed in a camper van. I talk about it all the time. It was a really life-changing moment for me because I'm from the Midwest. I honestly did not know what our country had to offer. I felt the same way getting off Soaring Across America. You know what I'm talking about. And having something like this, an RV that you can sleep in and wake up and be in nature when you are there without having to camp and feel like you're sleeping inside a poncho, is, dare I say it, the best of both worlds. And I really don't think we're thinking about RVs enough, because think about it, like a family or group trip where you can just like barbecue and like stay in the same place. Also, an RV for a sporting event or a concert to make a weekend out of it. Think outside of the box, hotel people. RVs are so great, and summer 2026 is your best time to rent one. I mean, if you really want to be tailgating and feeling like you're in that episode of Gilmore Girls where they're tailgating, get an RV with Outdoorsy. You can do it and they'll set it up for you. I can't even think of a single reason not to do it. Especially because right now my listeners can have all service fees removed from their booking in 2026. That is wild. With code AMUSING at Outdoorsy.com. That's OUTDOORSY.com, Outdoorsy.com. And use code AMUSING at checkout to remove service fees. That's incredible. We love Outdoorsy. Oh my gosh. I did not realize RV rentals were this easy, and I am going to do it with Outdoorsy, and I recommend you do it too. Have a great summer. How has technology shaped and changed the creative process?
We're, like I said, we're constantly evolving. This year we have some really cool tech in one of our original content houses. That's kind of replacing an old style of doing a vortex tunnel and bringing it into a new way with new tech. So it's really cool. We're very excited. But we're constantly trying to evolve our product with technology. I will say one of the scariest houses in our OC slate this year is Cybergoria. That is all about AI robots taking us over and trying to make us immortal.
Oh, so it's just the future?
jump thousands of years into the future. And the only way they have figured out how to do that is to take our skin cells and our flesh cells and put it on their robots. So we're calling them flesh bots. They're fun.
Oh my gosh. I think it's just so cool that you guys have really decided to stay so committed to original concepts. Like even in 2026, like, I mean, this is a theme park that's basically named after like a corporation. Like this is, all of these things are so corporate owned, and yet you are still churning out brand new ideas year after year. Like you guys are getting together and writing like zombie ghouls on a whiteboard and like making up these extravagant houses. I think it's so cool that for theme park fans who are really craving fresh IP, you guys are kind of doing it to the highest degree.
Well, thank you. It is something that our teams absolutely love. We love to present our intellectual properties in a way that everyone can walk through what they know of a film or a series. But we also love to develop these original contents. And that, again, is what Halloween Horror Nights, that's our roots. Right? For Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, those are our roots, is that original story. So we love that our fans are really excited about those original content houses. And we love crafting those stories. And you're right. That week is a whiteboard and no idea is a wrong idea. Everything is thrown on that board, from different characters to different eras to different environments to different technology-based things. Like, everything is thrown on the whiteboard and we craft these stories out of that.
What a wild job. I can't imagine being like a teenager and being like, sorry, you're going to a room for a week to just make things up and then you build it and it's real. That's crazy.
It is. Again, I'm very humbled that I get to work with some amazingly creative people and get to lead this team that gets to write all those crazy stories. As you know, we do work on other products. We do holiday programs, so it keeps us balanced. We have the horror of Halloween, but we have the fun of the holiday program with Grinchmas and the Universal Holiday Parade featuring Macy's. We'd work on Mardi Gras, which is just a fun celebration. So we do get to dip our toes into all of these events, but Halloween is really our 365, and we absolutely love crafting these stories and giving people exactly what they want from a horror event, from the world's premier horror event.
And it truly is. Now, if someone listening to this podcast is about to walk into a haunted house at Universal Studios Florida, they're starting to get very scared. What pep talk would you give them?
You got this. These actors can't touch you. They will come out and jump scare you. That is what it's all about. But have fun. Try to keep your eyes up. Try not to push into the people in front of you. Just have fun. That's what it's supposed to be about. And everyone I know, after they scream, they laugh. So it causes that endorphin rush that it's just a good time. And it will be over in 5 to 7 minutes. And after it, there's so much. We like to sit at the end of houses because people are laughing. They're talking with their friends about what they loved, what they saw, what they didn't see. It's just such a fun experience. And again, there's so many different diverse stories that you could go into. We have comedy horror. Our HR Blood and Guts Presents a Halloween Frightacular is kind of on the dark comedy side. So if you want a little maybe lighter fare, there'll still be jump scares. But these stories are going to be a little lighter. And then, you know, like I mentioned, Cybergoria, very gory. Jack and Oddfellow, Chaos and Control, very trippy. And that's two of our biggest icons coming together in that house. Madlands Caged Cannibals, you're in a post-apocalyptic zoo and there's cannibals wanting to eat you. Like, we have an alien house, yeah, invasion, alien abduction. You are in the moment where these aliens, these gray aliens that look like the silhouette of what we all know as aliens, but they are very monstrous once you get close. They're attacking and abducting this family. So there is something for everyone. But again, if it's your first time and you want a little bit of that lighter, dark comedy, HR Blood and Guts is the place for you to start. And then once you do a house and you get the sense of how the mechanics of the house is as a guest, it is easier to go to the next one. And then it's easier to go to the next one. And then it's easier to go to the next one. And then, like I said, go to a scare zone. Sit and watch how people are getting scared, right? And then go to your next house. So it takes a minute, but if you need to start with that dark comedy, that we have something for you.
That's such a good tip. Because also, I was looking into this year's Halloween Horror Nights. I didn't realize that HR Blood and Guts is a throwback to, is it a 2001 house that you guys did?
It was 15 years ago. 2011.
Okay, that's what, yeah.
2011, we had an HR Blood and Guts. He was like a horror host that killed everybody at this studio just so he could host his horror holiday film shoot. Like, so he put all of his favorite holiday movies. We had the Feaster Bunny, we had President's Day, we had Thanksgiving, and they were all horror movies. So it was that kind of anthology house that you went through different holiday horror movies. But you got to see HR Blood and Guts in his, you know, in his studio, doing his hosting thing. So at the end of that house, 15 years ago, HR Blood and Guts was captured, by the prison system. He was imprisoned. Well, now our story is he busted out of prison. He killed all the security guards. He's captured a security guard. He's gone back to the defunct TV studio. And now he's featuring all of his straight to VHS favorite horror films.
Incredible. I love how deep the lore is for something that is technically for us, not for you, but for us, seasonal. And yet, yeah, it's like the things that theme park fans are looking for exists here at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes. Our two icons, Jack the Clown, was introduced in 2000. And when Jack the Clown was introduced to horror fans, we actually didn't really have him walking around the event. They asked for it. So we were like, oh, everyone loves Jack the Clown. We had a show that year, which I was a part of, Jacked Up, where we saw a different version of Jack in that show element. But our fans really make our characters iconic. They love Jack the Clown. And Jack the Clown's story always had Dr. Oddfellow as a part of it. And just, you know, a few years back, we brought Oddfellow to the forefront of our event. And Dr. Oddfellow kind of had his moment to shine. Fans went nuts because he was always a part of Jack's story. And Jack came back to Halloween Horror Nights multiple times. So now the fact that Dr. Oddfellow and Jack the Clown are coming together, not as buddies, not as friends, they just want everyone's screams. So they feel that their power is stronger together. So having those two characters that our fans made iconic, we say that all the time. We make cool characters, our fans make them icons.
This is going to be a tough question for you because it's basically asking you to pick from your hundreds of favorite children, but is there one house that looms largest for you? One house where you're like, that is so special to me. That was so important. That was so incredible. Like, is there one, if you had to choose one favorite house you've ever worked on, what would it be?
You are so right. It's so hard.
I know. I'm sorry.
So many times. Like, but I will say one of my very first houses that I, back in those very first moments that I helped to develop, was Castle Vampyr. So I will say that house has a very special place in my heart because that was the first time that I helped to develop a haunted house, that I helped create a story for a haunted house. And for someone who was not a horror fan 29 years ago, that was a huge stepping stone for me. So that one does hold a special place in my heart, but they are all so special. There are so many of them that I could list of reasons why I loved them so much. But I guess if I have to answer, Castle Vampyr holds a very special place in my heart because it is one of the very first houses that I ever was a part of the team to create that story.
I mean, and again, looms large as it has to. my last question for you, which we may have already covered, but just in case, some of the advice I give people every year is to wear earplugs if they're scared to go in these houses, is to wear dark colors, because I, at my first Halloween Horror Nights, did not. And my friends teased me when I got there. Things like that. Do you have any other pre-arrival tips that I can share with listeners for someone's first time at HHN?
Earplugs is a great tip. Dark colors, but know that if everyone in the haunted house has a dark color, you might not see the person in front of you because it is dark in there. So if you have something that can, you know, be a little brighter on you, people can see in front of you because it is a conga line scenario. But I understand the dark colors. It's a Halloween event. A lot of people have dark colors on. But again, my biggest tip is stay the course. If a Halloween stay from opening till close, because if you want a little less queue line wait, after midnight is the way to go, because a lot of fans come early and leave around that midnight 12:30 mark. So from 12:30 till 2 a.m., because we open till 2 a.m. every night, those queue lines go down. Also take it all in. Make sure you're not on your phone when you're walking through scare zones. Phones are the best distraction for our characters. When they see a phone out and they see a glow on a face, they're like, yes, I have them. So I tell my family and friends, leave your phone in your pocket. But just have fun. I think the biggest thing is have fun. It's not real. It is all fantasy. It is all fiction. So just have fun with it. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the drinks. Enjoy the merchandise. Enjoy the surroundings. Have fun.
I love that you and your team have done such a good job that we actually do need to be reminded that it's not real. Because sometimes you'll be in those houses and you will think it is.
Well, thank you so much. We have to remind ourselves. I'm like, well, this is not real. This is not real. We're creating stories here.
Yes. And now that we know the person behind some of it, it's not going to be as scary.
Right. Right.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing, I mean, your incredible career and your expertise. And hopefully some of us this year will see you in the fog. Welcome back, Becky.
It's good to be back because for those cruisers, I have some great news. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Well, let's step aside from Disney for a moment because Royal Caribbean has ideas for your family vacation. They just rolled out Kids Sail Free, which is one of the biggest promotions that Royal Caribbean does during the year because, of course, they're attracting all those families and kids going free. That's amazing. You book by September 14th for this one, for select sailings from August 26th of 26 all the way to August 20th of 2027.
Whoa! So you have a whole year!
You have a whole year! So if you're planning on taking a cruise vacation on Royal Caribbean, do it now when you have kids because you'll be able to get those kids for free. There's also a couple other offers where you might get third and fourth free too, even if they're not kids. So there's definitely a deal to be had there. Plus, we have an exclusive on top of that where you'll get a free specialty dining experience for two if you book by August 31st. And that's applicable for balcony or suites, 3+ nights, Bahamas, Bermuda, Caribbean. It's almost like a song there, Bahamas. Anyway, or New Mexico West Coast sailings departing October 1st. Through March 31st.
Wow.
So Royal Caribbean has the red carpet laid out for you and your family if you want to take a cruise.
Oh my gosh. And if you are Disney pilled like I am, what's going down at DCL?
DCL is still running that one of the best offers I've ever seen DCL offer, which is the save up to $500 per person on select sailings October 1st through December 31st. And that's on the Disney Treasure, which is one of the brand new ships, the Disney Fantasy, which is one of my favorites, and it might actually be my favorite, from Florida, obviously, or the Disney Wonder sailing from San Diego, which you should be taking advantage of
I
because it's
mean,
right in your backyard
do I check it every time we talk
every
about it? I
day.
do. I've been waiting for some stuff to fall into place for this autumn, and I'm kind of like, I'm ready to go. Moment's
It's
notice.
right there. Well,
It's
you
right
have to
there.
book by August 30th to take advantage of this
Okay.
offer. So,
Okay.
again, saving up to $500 per person. That's not for one and two, that's up to three. So, you can get $1,500 per person off
That's a
on a
lot of
Disney
money.
cruise. Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Wow, is there anything else you got for us, Becky?
We have one more. Do you like lazy rivers and little umbrellas in your cocktail?
You know, every time I hear you tell me about the drink, and I keep being like, I want the drink at the Lazy River. And then every month we keep talking about it, and I haven't booked Alani, and now I feel like I gotta book it. So, what's going on over there?
Well, because Alani, one of the best places to go is Hawaii in the fall and winter. If you're tired of the cold, you're tired of the rain, and you're in that area and you want something nice and tropical and warm, Aulani is your answer. And they have an offer right now where you can save up to 30% off, including partial ocean view rooms and ocean view, which sometimes they don't apply to those when they roll out the offers because those are the most popular room types that people stay in. So 30% off. Off those stays for 5 nights or more, or you can save up to 25% for 4 nights or more. And this is valid from October 19th to December 23rd, with checkout no later than December 24th. And last but not least, if you're a Disney Visa cardholder, you can save up to 35%. So even more if you're handing them over one of those little Disney Visa cards, which, yeah, I've got one of those too.
I've got one of those too. I mean, I've talked about it on the podcast. The promotions were wild. I made money. They sent me money when I first used it. It was
So isn't that
crazy.
cool? You use that Disney Visa card and you get the discounts off when you use it, and then you accumulate those points. So you got a bank of money to use on your next Disney vacation. It's brilliant.
Yep, genius. Well, thank you so much. I gotta talk to you offline about those
That
Disney Wonder dates.
DCL offer that's sitting there right in front of you in your backyard.
Okay, bye guys. I gotta go figure this out.
Hi, Carly. So I had a crazy situation happen, which I won. I won a sweepstakes to go to D23 Expo. And I'll get to bring my partner and the whole trip's paid for. You know, we'll have tickets to all the days and to the Honda Center. Like, we'll have seats guaranteed. So I'm really excited, but it's also not something I ever like imagined I would go to or really wanted to go to. Like, I wouldn't spend my own money on it. Cause I'm usually just happy to hear the news from people like you. I'm excited to go. I'm excited to be in the Disney bubble and maybe see if we can get some park time in because we live in the Midwest. So my partner is, so my question is, geez, if you were a parks person going to D23, you didn't care too much about movies, TV, other than the Muppets, which days would be a must go this year? You know, which days could we maybe sneak in some time in the park in the mornings or afternoons? And yeah, if you have any other advice for a first time D23 Expo, because I literally don't know anything and the website has like so much stuff. But yeah, it was a crazy situation, and if you have any insights, please let me know. Bye.
Oh my gosh, a winner? You were right, this is a crazy situation. I feel like all of us are basking in the glow of being winner adjacent, and I am so happy for you and so excited, and also congratulations. Like, you hear that people win these things, but you really won it. Like, you're really going. That's incredible. I'm so excited for you, and especially because you're showing up with like no priorities. You're showing up to just be like, we'll see how it goes, which is the best attitude for D23. I know you and I talked separately because I was trying to suss out, because my brain goes into hyperdrive and is like, here's everything you need to do. But I really want to make sure that you have like the full run of the gamut info that you need. Now, as you mentioned, D23 is split between two venues again this year. You have the Anaheim Convention Center, which is like really the expo halls. And then you have the Honda Center, which are the really big presentations. Because you're kind of like, we just want to chill. We just want to check it out. The busiest that D23 is going to be is the morning of the first day on that Friday. Because everyone's trying to get in. It's the first day of security processes. Like everything is really just getting off the ground. And everyone wants to be there the moment it starts. So I would actually tell you to zag where others zig. If I was you and you're just kind of like here to check it out, you have no pressure, nothing. I would go to Disneyland on Friday because any Disney fan kind of like worth their weight in magic is going to be at the expo hall on that Friday. I bet Disneyland is probably going to be super quiet that Friday. I would take a gamble and try to do that on Friday. And then you can always go to D23, go to the Anaheim Convention Center Friday afternoon. And we'll get into nighttime stuff in a moment. Because late Friday, there is a Muppets panel. There has not been many details about it, but I will mention that the last Muppets panel I went to at D23 2024 did not have a Muppet appearance. I feel like it was a Miss Piggy specific I almost said podcast. That's not what it is. Miss Piggy specific panel. It was like Muppets. It was Muppet specific and there was no Muppet appearance. So I'm not fully banking on there being Muppets at this. I almost said Seth Rogen. Oh my gosh. At this Seth MacFarlane panel. I'm sure it'll be fun, but I don't know if the Muppets will actually be there. So that is something that for you, even as a Muppets fan, I would say definitely don't miss. Then I would probably spend Saturday at the convention and like get all of it done once everyone's been there for a day. If you're not like really gung-ho on buying things the second they come out, I think you can just like, that way you can go to the park, you can see everyone's coverage from Friday and then go figure out what you really want on Saturday without being overwhelmed. We do have to talk about the nighttime panels though, because you mentioned, as we discussed offline, celebrities are not a top priority. And that is a really, really big part of two of the three Honda Center panels. Friday night, and we are going to discuss this like kind of at length next week, but the Friday night panel is the entertainment panel. And a lot of this is them showing new movie trailers, trotting out celebrities to introduce their projects and making some project announcements. If you want to see celebs on stage, that is a great opportunity. But again, there's probably not going to be a lot of people at the park that night. So that might be a great park night. If you want to see famous people on stage, you can still do that on Sunday at 1:30 p.m., the Legends presentation. That Legends ceremony will have Bob Iger, Jonas Brothers, things like that. And you can see a bunch of famous people. I think that might be the go-to if you're not desperate to like see the trailers the first second they come out. A lot of them will drop online. You'll still be able to see them. And this way you can kind of get the best of both worlds. Not like a Hannah Montana reference, but why not? We always should be referencing Hannah Montana. Saturday night, I am going to recommend that Honda Center panel you do not miss. Given that you are calling on a Churros hotline, I think you're a Disney Parks person. I think it's pretty safe. And to be in the room when this news breaks is an experience that you can only get at D23 every 2 years. To be there and to hear people scream and like loudly care about the things you care about in the same way that a sports fan would, like, you know, the NBA finals, to be in that room is really something so special. And I think you should absolutely be there. So my ideal itinerary for you, again, a suggestion, trust your gut. You can do whatever you want. You got all the tickets. Friday, I would go to the parks because I don't think people are going to be there. I don't think people are going to, I mean, like, I feel like they're not going to be there on Friday. Then Saturday or Friday, then go late, go to that Muppets panel, go late. And then you can either go back to the park or if you feel like going to the Honda Center because you have freedom, you can. Just make sure to time it out and check the bus schedule because there is transportation that is required. They offer it. You just want to make sure you are there early enough to take it. Saturday, have that be your expo day. And then plan to do all of it Saturday. Go to the expo. You can show up a little late if you want. I would definitely check out the Imagineering Pavilion. That's one of the main things I'm most excited to see there. Saturday night, parks panel. Boom. Plan to be there the whole night. It's going to be huge. Then Sunday, maybe sleep in, have some Mickey waffles for breakfast. Go to the Legends ceremony. And then if you want to go back to the expo hall Sunday night, you can. Otherwise, you can go to the parks. I think that is the best possible schedule. Congratulations on winning. I'm truly so amazed. And I hope you have a wonderful time. And if anybody else has D23 questions, get them in ASAP because we are going to be talking about it nonstop for the next few weeks. And I want to make sure I have everything covered for you. Thank you so much for calling. And oh my gosh, a winner! That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you to Laura and Universal Orlando Resort for making sure this podcast could happen on the eve of HHN. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts. Rate and follow us on Spotify. You can also give us a call at 747-CHURROS. We've gotten so many great calls lately. Sometimes I see them come through and I'm like, oh, I want to answer this right now, but I'm not on a mic, but I want to answer it right now. You can book a trip to HHN or really whatever you'd like at MEI. No, that's not it. See, this is why I have to follow a list because I never do this right. You can book a trip with MEI MouseFan Travel at mousefantravel.com/amusing. That's like the hallmark of ADHD is you say something 100 times and you still get it wrong. If you are thinking about Beyond Disney, Royal Caribbean, Universal, wherever, just reach out to them and see what the pricing is because it couldn't be easier. They don't charge you for a quote. They don't charge you for anything, and they can help save you money and help plan your trip, and it's just really wonderful. Universal, Disney Cruise Line, anything, reach out, mousefantravel.com/amusing. That'll let them know that I sent you, and they'll know you're kooky like me, and they will help you plan your trip. I mean, they won't know you're kooky, but I feel like internally they gotta know. I gotta be the kookiest person who works with MEI Mouseman Travel, right? It's gotta be. You can follow me at Carly Wiesel and join the FOMALY at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel. And you should, because D23 is upon us and an update since our recent Gab Sesh, I will be attending as media. I don't take anything for granted. I don't assume anything ever. So it's always a delight when it's like, okay, I am going to be there for work. I am going to be able to cover it to my heart's extent. I'm going to pack 3 phone chargers, 2 phones, a laptop, and all of my prayers to stay up and let my thumbs move fast enough. Speaking of, subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. If you subscribe now, you are going to get all of the D23 updates. I will be posting wide, far and wide, but you'll definitely get a little bit of tea. I kind of post things that I don't want to be everywhere on there because then it's just between us. It's just between friends. And it's quite nice. 99 cents a month. Why not? Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon. Hey,
honey, it's Mom. Okay, Disneyland raised prices again. Like, 50 cents isn't a big deal, but when they continually raise it over and over again, popcorn prices by 50 cents, it adds up. $7 for a popcorn, that's not good. It literally costs pennies to make. And you know what? What I don't want to do is schlep that popcorn bucket with me, and at night when I'm dressed up or going out to dinner in the park. And you know what? I buy popcorn at least 3 or 4 times a day. And you know what? It ends up, I also bring one back to my room. So maybe that's 4 to 5, which I'm embarrassed to say. But anyway, we're talking $28 plus a day on popcorn. And if I buy for you, because we don't share. We like to have our own. It's wonderful. I'm spending $56 a day on popcorn. That is crazy. Well, I'm so happy that when you came home to visit me, you really enjoyed being home. You never said that before. I was so happy to hear it. And Pearl asking to go back to Nana's house. I die from her. My heart, I love her so much. All right, driving at home is not L.A. Driving here at home in Illinois is like driving in Mayberry. We aren't rushing to go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. In fact, we're driving slowly is the usual. So people in L.A. drive crazy. When I go there, I'm like, I'm insane. I'll never drive there. And I know you want that red light. But I have to tell you a story. I was driving. We had the red light at one of the stops. And I stopped the car. And I thought I stopped long enough. And I made my right turn. And I got a ticket because of that light. $150 ticket. Why? I didn't stop long enough. It was called rolling. I'm like, what? How rude. I did stop. Anyway, I don't like those lights. Masquerade party with Claire. How's she doing? She's wonderful. I'm so glad you got to see your best friend again. How fun. This was the best Gab session ever. I loved it. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl, so much. I love you, John Stamos. And I love you, Canadian maple popcorn, for even $7. Because you know what? Carly, you said I was right. I was right about the popcorn. I was right. I love you. Bye.